It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Now, in December, we brought you a rare bit of pandemic good news. Puerto Rico. After launching one of the most successful vaccination campaigns in the country, the island achieved a vaccination rate of 75%. But just a month later, the story is changing. Puerto Rico has reported a record 84,000 new cases in December. So what does that mean for Puerto Rico and for the pandemic in the rest of the country? Let's go to Donica Cotto, an Associated Press Caribbean correspondent based in Puerto Rico. Donica, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is going to sound like an odd question, but can we start with Bad Bunny?
Definitely. That's one of the biggest reasons why the island is seeing an uptick or a big explosion, really, in COVID-19 cases. So it was a two-day concert. It was outdoors, and more than 70,000 people attended total. So you have, you know, this huge crowd. They waited outside for hours before the concert started. And talking to concert goers, you know, many of them said they started off with masks on, but by the start of the concert or halfway through, you know, a lot of them had removed their masks. So officials say that more than 2,000 people who attended that concert tested positive afterward, but they're still tallying how many others they might have infected. But in addition to that concert, you also have holiday parties, family and friends visiting from abroad. And then you also had another, albeit smaller, much smaller, illegal outdoor concert held at a public housing project in late December as well that featured artists, including Rosalía and Rauw Alejandro, with hundreds of people attending, you know, crowded in and not wearing masks.
Now, to be fair, though, those kinds of parties, whether they are the off the books kinds or whether they're, you know, the big concerts like Bad Bunny, I mean, over the course of this pandemic, they've happened in Chicago, in New York, in, you know, in Georgia. It does seem like it may be also the perfect storm of it happening during the Omicron and Delta variants where you just had higher transmissibility.
Indeed. And the thing is, I mean, a lot of people were looking forward to the holidays here. I mean, the holidays here, as they say in Puerto Rico, start in Thanksgiving and don't end until the end of January. So you have, you know, 3 months worth of people celebrating, you know, starting with Thanksgiving, family visiting, all that. But the thing is that the island, you know, the institutions have become overwhelmed with positive cases, given the medical staff, the quarantines that they're in, and also the high number of medical professionals who have left the island in the past decade, largely because of the ongoing economic crisis. So in December alone, right now we're at a 36% positivity rate. In December, mid-December, that was 2%. So the number of daily cases per 100,000 rose from 3 to 224 in just 3 weeks.
And does the health department and health infrastructure on the island have the capacity to support these cases?
They're warning that they're nearing, you know, capacity. Right now in mid-December, there were about 50 people, or, sorry, about 30 people who were hospitalized. And now there are more than 500. But the other issue is also the amount of people trying to get tested. The health secretary gave a speech yesterday saying, we understand that there's a lot of fear, people trying to get tested, but they stress that if you have symptoms or if you know that you've been in contact with someone who has COVID-19, only then should you get tested. He noted that the island is doing an average of 40,000 tests a day. And he said that not even 15% of those tests are necessary. So this, you know, need to get tested has caused temporary shortages of home testing kits. You know, people are going on social media, trying to figure out where they're still available. The Association of Hospitals has also urged people to stop visiting emergency rooms, saying that the demand is overwhelming. The reason the island is sort of nearing, you know, its capacity for trying to absorb all these new cases and hospitalizations resulted about more than a decade ago, when the worldwide economic crisis began. And then coupled with that, in 2015, the island declared it couldn't pay its more than $70 billion public debt load. So right now, the island is actually in a bankruptcy-like process, trying to restructure its debt. And as well, you know, it's still trying to recover from Hurricane Maria, which hit in September 2017. So there's just been one hit after another. There was also a string of strong earthquakes about 2 years ago. So the island, you know, is trying to crawl out from all of this. And then, you know, the pandemic arrives. So we are receiving federal funds, but still, you know, there's just not enough staff to be able to handle not only people who are getting sick, but those who are seeking tests. For example, one pediatric hospital yesterday announced that it had reduced the number of beds available, given in part the exhaustion of medical staff. They just basically cannot keep up. And some people are standing in line starting at 2 a.m. trying to get tested. So the government is urging, you know, some restraint, telling people to only get tested if they have symptoms or if they've been exposed to someone who's been sick.
So as you're talking about the efforts of the island to move out of the economic crisis largely imposed by this kind of continuing sort of colonialist relationship of the mainland U.S. with Puerto Rico, and as you're kind of walking us through this, it's also true that Puerto Rico is a space where tourism matters a lot. And obviously, when you're looking at a pandemic, that has these critical effects. Can you say a little bit about what the government there on the island is doing relative to the question of tourism?
Indeed, that's been a very contentious point here on the island. I mean, tourism actually makes up not even 7% of Puerto Rico's GDP, but the government is trying to grow that sector. And cruise ships, you know, are a huge boost to the island's tourism sector. So the problem now is that the government announced recently that all cruise ship passengers who disembark must be fully vaccinated. And as well, they must provide a negative test taken 48 hours prior to arrival. So this recently caused at least 15 cruise ships to cancel their visits. And tourism operators said the cancellations have caused about some $20 million in losses. And coupled with that, you know, you have restaurants losing money, other operators losing money as well. Recent measures, given the increase in cases, include that businesses that sell food and drinks must reduce their indoor capacity to half and their outdoor capacity to 75%, at least until mid-January. The governor also has ordered restaurant employees and those who work in health and education sectors to receive their booster shots by mid-January. And that's the problem, although many have received the first or second dose, not even 40% have received a booster shot.
So the health department is also focused.
It's unclear. The health department is, you know, many are a little perplexed because, like you noted, you know, there's just such a high vaccination rate at the beginning. And now with the booster shot, you know, it's kind of lagging. So I think the health department is pushing for that. But again, there seems to be not as much enthusiasm, or at least people, you know, maybe in the holiday season, not remembering that, you know, they can get their booster shot now.
There hasn't, in your sense, though, been a decrease in trust around the booster shots, for example, compared to the vaccines?
I wouldn't say that there's been a decrease in trust. I just think people sort of, I don't know, maybe forgot a little bit, you know, that the pandemic existed, given that there was a 2% positivity rate at the time, and they're preparing for the holiday season. And it just seemed like everything was kind of slowly going back to normal. But I think, you know, this recent spate might lead the island to possibly seeing a rise in people getting booster shots.
Yeah, COVID keeps doing that to all of us. Donica Cotto is a Caribbean correspondent for the Associated Press there in Puerto Rico. Thank you so much for coming on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.